Where were you born?
Well, first, my name.
Oh, yes. First, your name. What is your name?
My name is Mary Alice O'Brien. In religious life for a while, it was Rita Maureen. I was very lucky getting that name because I had a mother and a sister called Rita. So Rita Maureen is a female name. And so when I went back to my name given at birth, people are like, what's going on? I grew up in Troy, New York. I remember the family home. I would say about five of us grew up there. And then later my parents moved to the country and built a house, and the two youngest grew up there. I'm the oldest of seven, and there's four girls and three boys. I lost one of my brothers about a year ago, the sixth child, to brain cancer.
I'm sorry.
So, if you had asked me who was the strongest in the family and healthiest, I would have said him.
How long have you lived here at Wartburg?
I've lived here at Wartburg since, I believe, 2019. It's the first time I've lived alone.
Wow.
Because I boarded at college, and then I went home and taught for a year. So I went right from home into the convent. And so I've adjusted. I mean, I feel blessed to have all this space. I mean,
It's
it's really
lovely.
lovely,
Yeah.
except when I clutter it. But anyway.
Right, and right now we're sitting in Loman Village.
Right, we're
Right.
sitting in Loman Village in my living room.
What would you say that your interests are?
I love plants, I love music and photography. Taught photography in this communications course that was in the high school from 67 to 2015. PS on the photography, I exhibited like just one photograph, maybe once or twice,
Wow.
that I took at Rockefeller Preserve that I can show you.
I'd love to see it.
And, but you know, I never had the time or the money. You know, I mean, with photography, it's the frame is critical and the enlarging and the resolution, and some of that I knew just a little.
Have you found that because technology has become so advanced, being able to take pictures on the phone has been useful?
Yes. You know, I can remember before I had an iPhone and watching the students go 100 miles an hour texting. And I
Yes.
thought, oh, I'll never do that. But I think it has so many advantages.
So now we're going to switch gears a bit. I wanted to know about, in terms of reflecting in the past, are there things or moments or trips that you maybe wish you documented?
I was lucky enough to go on many trips: Paris, France, Venice. I was in a gondola, Rome,
Wow.
Trevi Fountain, and the Colosseum, and I just had so many really excellent ventures.
Wow.
Photographs are when we talk about memory and objects, they're just so helpful, you
Right.
know. I mean, and it's fun to recall good times. I mean, maybe as a result of this interview, I'll start going through photographs. I mean, at one point when I was moving, I had a lot of loose photographs, and I gave them to him to digitize. I mean, I don't know how many he has, but I have a lot. And as you can see in my closet, I have boxes of prints.
Right. It is fun, and it's a nice way to connect with each other.
Right, it is. I have black and white photos of when I
Wow.
was little, and
Wow.
a lot of my photographs, you know, that have become meaningful. I just have so many. But I have a story surrounding Falmouth, Massachusetts, and my sisters. My parents, my father was in, I think they were in Falmouth maybe before they were married, and he was in the Air Force. I think Otis Air Force Base is down there.
Oh, he
I
was.
think he was an instructor. I don't think he ever actually flew out of the country, but
Right.
he was an instructor. And so my mom would go down to visit in Falmouth, and then as years passed, when they had a family, they rented a house down in Falmouth. After, you know, the children were, you know, in college or grown up and not going there, my mother and father would go over there. And then when they got too old to do that by themselves, my sister Barbara and I, she would find a rental place, mm-hmm. and we would take them. And then after they passed away, my three sisters and I every year try to take like just 4 days, a short trip to Cape Cod.
Wow.
And we've done it for a number of years. So sometimes like I frame those pictures, I can show you. I did recently, there's one hanging in the sunroom, mm-hmm. and I made four, one for me and one for each of my sisters.
Wow.
From one particular summer there. And I like to do those things. I do think I'm creative. Even I feel like Virginia Woolf's stream of consciousness, moving from one thing to the other. Anyway, we didn't go the summer of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And this summer, we didn't know whether we were going to go or not. This is one of me with my dad,
mm-hmm.
when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at guessing ages. So I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think I weighed 7-something. But I was pretty chunky. I was chunky. I wouldn't say I was fat growing up, but I would say I was chunky.
Mm-hmm.
And I never lost my baby fat. Anyway, it's a picture of me. It looks like I'm in a little, it's a black and white photograph.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like I have a little dress on. I think I see my toes without socks on them. My dad is holding me, and he is in his, looks like his Air Force uniform.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very striking, handsome man. Looks like I might be reaching up to his cheek with one of my hands, and he's holding my other hand with his hand. And a little story.
Mm-hmm.
I was due in March, and I wasn't born until April 16th, and my dad was on leave, I think, in March, and he and my mom would go out I don't think he was home for too long. They would go out for a ride on bumpy roads.
Mm-hmm.
And the little stinker I was, he had to go back,
mm-hmm.
I guess to Otis Air Force Base. And by the time he got back, he received a telegram that I was born. But would I cooperate when he was on site? I didn't. Plus, I can see here, my ears are sticking out a little.
Mm-hmm.
And my head is pretty bald. I think my mom, the story goes, my mom worried for a long time that I wouldn't have any hair,
mm-hmm.
that I'd remain bald. So that's the story of that picture.
Mm-hmm.
This is, it's a blue frame with a nautical rope, mm-hmm. on top.
Yes.
And it's my four sisters were sitting in low beach chairs with a red, white, and blue umbrella,
mm-hmm.
and we're all turning around looking over our shoulder. You can see the water and the beach, and a woman sitting up on a concrete wall, mm-hmm. offered to take our photograph. So that's how that occurred. And I put it in a frame. I believe I did one of these for each of my sisters. And I don't remember, unfortunately, I don't know what year this was.
Mm.
If I did research, I might be able to, but...
Right. Wow.
Here's a stupid story that I shouldn't reveal, but one day I sent one year, I'd like to think I was really young, but I sent a postcard to one of my siblings and said, either the water's right near the beach,
mm-hmm.
which was really pretty stupid. Anyway, this other photograph it's three wooden panels,
mm-hmm.
and each panel has a little heart. And the first one says live, and the next panel says laugh,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom one says love. At the top, I framed a card, which is an aerial view of Cape Cod. You can see Cape Cod outlined. Mm-hmm. It was a card we all picked up in some store, but I thought that was significant to this trip.
Absolutely.
And then I think I did Wordles in high school, so I know how to, I haven't thought of Wordles in a long time. But I made a Wordle of everything that we did, like where we ate, people we saw, funny things we saw. Mm-hmm. Oh, that actually, it says Cape Cod 2018. So luckily I did...
Have a date.
I did date this one. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be an archivist and everything should be dated. It's one of my side jobs.
Right.
And then there's a picture of us, the four of us. One of my sisters has a hat. Rita, myself, Barbara, and Helen at a restaurant.
And that's in Cape Cod?
And that's in Cape Cod.
Wow.
Yeah, that's in Cape Cod. So they're a couple. There's many more that have stories. But they're a couple that I chose just of photographs that were framed and I had easy access to.
Well, those are great photos, so thank you for sharing them with me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
And I'm really appreciative of this conversation that we've had today.
I really enjoyed it, Alexandra. It brought back a lot of memories of really good times and good objects and good things that I hadn't thought about. Okay. So thank you. I love doing this because it recalls for me all the wonderful experiences I had, which right. I don't really reflect on. So,
thank you. I'm so glad.